Welcome to Israel 18 News at 5 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a mild night across Israel, clear skies over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, perfect for an evening stroll, cooler temperatures in the north, while Eilut enjoys a breezy night. Here are today's headlines. First, the Times of Israel reports that the IDF confirms a strike killed a Hezbollah operative in South Lebanon earlier today. The operative emerged from a tunnel housing about 30 fighters. Also, this hour, Defense Minister Israel Katz and IDF Chief Aviv Zamir marked 1,000 days since October 7th. The Jerusalem Post highlights their warnings to the Iranian regime, claiming Israel has reshaped the Middle East. Also, earlier today, according to Israel Hayom, the U.S. has warned Tehran that Israel might target Iranian officials involved in ongoing talks. Concerns rise after reports suggest potential threats to Iranian Foreign Minister Zarif and Parliament Speaker Ghalibaf. Separately, the UN Commission Chair claims that the IDF's presence in Gaza targets children. JNS reported that Srinivasan Muralidhar accused Israeli forces of intentionally targeting young Palestinians. And finally, Walla reports that Trump expressed optimism about negotiations with Tehran. The former president claims Iran agreed to nearly all U.S. demands in the Strait of Hormuz crisis resolution. Reaction has been swift on social media. Middle East underscore 24, a regional news outlet, posted just minutes ago that a New York woman faces charges for funding terrorism. She attempted to send $30,000 in cryptocurrency to Palestinian Islamic Jihad and faces up to 20 years in prison. Belaz News shared Trump's remarks earlier today, highlighting his question on Jewish support for Democrats. Trump stated he's been the best president for Israel in history. Hussein Abdul Hussein, a political analyst, commented just now on Israel's alleged plotting against Iran. He suggests anonymous sources fuel ongoing narratives that might not materialize. Let's go deeper. Starting with the IDF strike in South Lebanon, the Times of Israel detailed that the operative posed a threat after surfacing from a strategic tunnel. This operation highlights the ongoing tensions along the Israeli-Lebanese border as Hezbollah's activities remain under scrutiny by Israeli forces. Turning to the warnings from Defense Minister Katz and IDF Chief Zamir, the Jerusalem Post noted their statements commemorating 1,000 days since the events of October 7th. They emphasized Israel's strengthened unity and shift in regional dynamics. This signals Israel's continued strategic focus on countering Iranian influence. Meanwhile, the U.S. warning to Tehran about potential Israeli actions adds another layer of complexity. Israel Hayom reported American officials' concerns over possible Israeli targeting of high-profile Iranian figures. Such developments could escalate diplomatic strains, impacting regional stability. In a related development, the UN Commission Chair's accusations against the IDF have stirred controversy. As reported by JNS, the claims of deliberate targeting of Gazan children challenge Israel's military operations legitimacy. This underscores the ongoing debate over civilian safety in conflict zones. And regarding negotiations with Tehran, Trump's comments on progress offer a glimpse of optimism. According to Walla, this could pave the way for a resolution in the Strait of Hormuz, easing tensions and potentially securing maritime routes vital for global trade. Turning to business and markets, first, CTech reports that Israel's tech sector raised $8.4 billion in the first half of 2026. This influx of investment, despite global challenges, underscores confidence in sectors like AI and cybersecurity. Separately, Globes explores the low valuation of Israel's largest shopping mall. Migdal's purchase of the Kenyan Hazahav Mall at NIS 2 billion is seen as beneficial for both parties, reflecting current market conditions. And finally, Israel Hayom Business highlights the labor shortage crisis. the focus shifts from foreign workers to addressing who will fill essential roles within the Israeli economy. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 6 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.